can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news, my head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, it's the second hour of the Ralph Winterroth Show. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroth II coming to you live out of Alaska. And I want to say pray for Trump. He's over... I'm hoping that over in, it looks like he's generated some money for us with arms. It's Saudi Arabia is a two-headed sword, the issue, because they've been funding the terrorism stuff, and they're tied in with Israel, unfortunately. And there's the physical Israel, and then there's the spiritual Israel. I'm hoping that he doesn't go to the Wailing Wall over there, but I'm sure, I don't know, I'm hoping that he doesn't, but... He's got a Jew in his family there, Kirshner and Havana. So I don't know. Let's have to wait and see. So anyway, got somebody here that got a question or comment.
Yeah. Hey, Ralph, you hear me?
I can.
Oh, great. Hey, listen, one quick thing about Trump. You know, when he was greeted by the Saudi king and everything, he presented Trump with this medal. So in my estimation, Trump actually did bow to that king when he put that medal around his neck, and I was hoping that none of that crap would have happened, but sure enough, it did. So Trump bowed to the king, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, question at hand.
Okay, well, he didn't bow, actually curtsied, and I didn't like that, and I don't know what that medal is, so I don't know. I don't know enough factual about it, but I didn't like the curtsy thing he did. I absolutely did not like that.
Yeah,
he didn't bow like Obama did, but a curtsy is a different thing. It's a curtsy is a sign of respect. Bowing is a thing of submission. But go ahead.
Right, exactly. Okay, well, let's get to the question at hand here. I believe I'm talking about the Thornton case here, when the state superseded the Fed by trying to prosecute this guy for non-filing. Is that correct?
Right. John is a non-filer.
Right, but the state tried to supersede the Fed by taking him down for non-filing.
Well, yeah.
Is that right? Is that right?
No, his was yes.
Yes, right. Okay, I thought I was following you. You're right, because I listen to you every week.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my question. Why did it's already half? You know, okay, the water's already under the bridge already. But I think it still could be appealable that you file an appeal based on the fact that the state had no subject matter jurisdiction because.
Oh, wait a minute! Thornton's case was federal. I'm sorry, federal.
Oh, it was federal.
Yes, yeah. I'm sorry. Rappard's estate. No, his was.
Okay,
federal.
Okay. All right. Then I'm talking about Rappard then. Okay, I'm talking about Rappard then. I got him confused. My apologies. But
no, that's
fine. Does the state not have subject matter jurisdiction because the Fed has the first bite at the apple, and the Fed has to prosecute first before the state can? So,
well, but
I think
this is the thing they're totally ignoring. That's what they're saying. Well, they say, "Oh no, well you don't have to. You just take the form and fill out the numbers." But they're ignoring the fact that there is that you have to file or you have to have a known legal duty with the federal to come up with the numbers before you can do a state. They're just ignoring it. They said it never happened.
Well, did anybody put in the record no subject matter jurisdiction based on
it's
the
already
Fed
been in there many
filing?
Times over?
Okay. Well then. Then I'm up to date on you. That was something that I was looking for, but I didn't hear. So that's
well, we're
going to
do that, and I think we may. There's a thing to file another mandamus up to higher court, or what I'm looking on is a writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctium, true habeas corpus.
All right, well, thanks for everything. Appreciate your show and all. You're godsend. Thank you, bud. Bye bye.
Well, we're just getting warmed up. Scott, you there? Hello, Scott. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Now I heard you. I didn't hear anything until just then. Good.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you give us a little bit? Can you give us a summary of you had a what they're trying to do to you in the state of Idaho, and you had a hearing the other day, and I guess you had some people show up to help you or the witness, or can you give us a rundown of what's going on there?
I moved into the state. Here from California in 1996. And I started working for this software company, and I worked for them for 15 years. And then I went on to do some independent work on my own. And the IRS filed some substitutes for returns for me back maybe 10, 12 years ago or so, and the state got a hold of those, and so they went through the process of issuing an alternative writ of mandate and telling me that I'm supposed to file Idaho returns. I never did file any federal returns, and the most recent case has to do with their so-called taxable years of 2009, 10, 11, and 12, and to kind of make a long story short, we've had a couple of hearings. One was last November, and I presented my side of the case. And thanks to you, I was able to make a pretty clear and concise argument about who and what I am, and of course, not a taxpayer.
We're
and
getting
not a person
we're getting else. Some breakup static there. You on the cell phone or something?
Yeah, I am on the cell phone.
Okay, go ahead. We're just getting some breakup static there. I don't know if you're okay. If you're moving, go ahead.
Okay, so back last November, December, they issued this writ of mandate after we had argued back and forth, and we'd gone back and forth with all kinds of motions and various paperwork and all that sort of stuff, and told me that by the end of 2016, December 31st, I was supposed to file the returns for those 4 years. And we were able to stall that off for a while. But my opponent, the State Tax Commission, more recently made a motion to sanction me with fines and possible jail time. So we had another hearing over that about 2 weeks ago. In that hearing, I had about maybe 20 or 25 like-minded friends show up in the courtroom. They were not expecting that. And so along the whole course of this, it was obvious that all the decisions that were to be made were made before anybody ever walked through the courtroom door. And this hearing was no exception. So the judge, at the end of the hearing, well, I should back up a little bit. At the beginning of the hearing, the judge gave me a moment to speak, and I started, I hadn't gotten halfway through my first sentence, and the attorney for my opponent objected, saying, oh, he's just going to hash over the same old stuff he did last time. And the judge actually overruled him and allowed me to speak. And I think that's because I had 25 BDIs staring the guy down, and they all had pads and pencils and were taking notes. So I think we scared him a little bit. Yeah. Anyway, at the end of my presentation, the judge then said, okay, well, you have until the 23rd of May to file these returns. You haven't given us cause for not doing it, and you are a person, and you are an individual, and you are a resident. And, of course, they did all this just out of hand. They didn't back it up with any anything of substance, and fined me $300. And the judge paused several times during his presentation, and it became very obvious that he was starting to improvise. Because he didn't like what he saw staring at him. And by the way, I found out this morning that behind my back, they had called in four armed, what are those guys that hang in bailiffs? Because they didn't want any trouble. He didn't know what they might do, so... So they were there to keep order. Anyway, so that's kind of where it stands right now.
Did you bring up the term definitions and citizen of the United States? Did you try to ask questions?
I did all that, and they would not permit any questions. I asked the question. In fact, the first question I asked, I said, is this for the taxable years 2009, 10, and 11, and 12? And the judge says, we're not here to answer any questions. He refused to answer any questions. I think maybe they felt stuck. They were in a bit of a pickle. And so they didn't want to hang themselves out at all. So they clammed up and wouldn't say anything. Mm-hmm. After the judge read his little edict there, I decided to do a little bit of drama. I said, okay, I have right in front of me your forms. I've got your forms right here. I've got some numbers on them. You know, I said, they're not my numbers, they're my opponent's numbers, but they're on there. And I hereby, with the court as witness and these people behind me, affix my signature. And I did. I signed it right there on the spot. And I said, this is a forced confession, and perjury is sworn. So I got it on the record. And I've got a bunch of people who will sign an affidavit to that effect, that happened, if they try to, you know, redact that out of their... transcript.
Mm-hmm. So, have you got a transcript yet?
No, I didn't. You know, the transcript is handled by the actual court recorder. You have to order it directly through that person who apparently contracts with the court. And I made a request for it and did not get a response. So I'm going to have to show up tomorrow at the clerk's office and say, where's my transcript? I need a transcript. But I don't have that yet.
Well, see, taxable year is the thing that an individual, because these are all piggyback, because the one for the state of Idaho says individual income tax. It has a place for the federal to be in there, right?
Yes,
it says enter your federal adjusted gross income.
From the 1040 or the 1040EZ or whatever.
Right. So until that is there, and they're pulling the same thing in wrapper. Well, just calculate it, but you don't have to file it. Wait a minute. We got something wrong here.
Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up.
They just said, we don't care if you file it or not, just give us the form. Well, can state law compel the filing of a federal form? I don't think so.
Nope. Yeah, it has to be preceded by the federal form. And the thing is, all this substitute for return, 6020B, is all nonsense. There are three forms involved, and I've blown that all out of the water, and the bankruptcy court won't even let you write off bankruptcy on a substitute for return. They have to have your signature. They have to have your consent. It's all about intimidation for your signature. So have you got an order from the court that what you're supposed to do yet in writing?
They have not given me in writing what was the edict from that hearing day. I do not have that in writing.
Okay, how about from the state of Idaho, their revenue, have they given you a signed document of what they have found as far as, quote, adjusted income or taxable income or gross income or withholding agent or whatever? Have they, you got a signed document of that yet?
No, the only information I have with any numbers on it is just one of their internal, internal forms that they passed on to me.
So the bottom line is you've got a signature of nothing. Nobody's committed to anything. It's all verbal nonsense.
Right. Well, they say that they got this from the reports from a company I worked for and from a substitute for return and from bank records that they subpoenaed.
But the bottom line is the any checking, any money, is it subject to the Internal Revenue laws, and why? The thing is, that's why they always want to do a return. Because they want to start off with the W-4. They want to get you, they want to get somebody to act as a withholding agent. And you're not supposed to know that the only person, this is the definition. Boy, they do not want to go to this, because this is the constitutional side that's embedded into this thing. They do not want to go to the withholding agent means. It says the term withholding agent means. Okay, that's the exclusive word. So the withholding agent, there's an exclusive use that has to be on the record. Okay, so what does it say? Any person. Well, person is a individual, corporation, all that. So if it's got to be an individual, well, you got to be a citizen of the United States or a alien, because they want individual. So that's got to be in there. That's got to be defined. Required to deduct and withhold any tax. Any tax. In Title 26, there are five of them. Subtitle A, individual income tax, or it's income tax. Subtitle B, gifts to state. Subtitle C, which is employment taxes, which is only Social Security oriented, of which it's a statutory. There is a thing on it for statutory and non-statutory employers. There is no such thing as a notice of deficiency for Subtitle C, and they get away with that all the time. That's in 26 U.S.C. 6211, I think, and 6212, somewhere along in there. Subtitle E, which is a excise tax buried in tax like an alcohol, and then they tax on top of it. Subtitle E is ATF stuff, alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. So who is subject to the tax? It says required to withhold. Who can act as a withholding agent? 26 U.S.C. 2614-41. That's a non-resident alien. That's what it says here. It gives us 26 U.S.C. 1441, non-resident alien. 26 U.S.C. 1442 is a foreign corporation. 26 U.S.C. 1443 is a foreign organization. These are all subtitle A taxes. And 1461, which is you can sue. It's a hold harmless clause. If the people are acting as withholding agents, you can sue them. Boy, they do not want to go with withholding agent, because it says means. And it says here, required to deduct and withhold any tax. That's comprehensive. There's nothing excluded. And it's only about foreigners. So who's going to act as a withholding agent? We're going to get there. We're going to start. This is coming up. Back in a minute.
The This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Okay, we're back there. Scott, you still there?
I am still here.
Yeah, so on their form, they have a taxpayer. They have that you're supposed to, says itemized deductions include federal Schedule A on state and local income taxes, including federal Schedule A and B, and blah, 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 blah. How are you going to do this if you don't have a federal income tax?
Well, that's the dilemma.
Yeah. And Idaho is the same way. They can only audit the taxpayer's return. So how do they come up with the numbers? So the question becomes, which we talked about, well, I'll tell you what. Here's my signature. Of course, there's some other things we'll deal with that. But here's the form. You guys put in all the numbers because you're the experts, because I am not a citizen of the United States. And by the way, if I claim to be one under Title 18, United States Code 911, I could be prosecuted. That's a felony. I can't prove that. See, this is where I came up with the status as a state citizen. And it's a citizen of the several states. And that becomes, when you do it and file it in into the public record, you get certified copies that become self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 901, number 7. And then modify the voting thing to be which I have the ability to do, and file in to use your elective franchise. Not to vote.
Well,
the elective franchise.
We did that.
I know. But they don't want to go there. See, the bottom line is nobody's ever done any of this. That's the problem. And they're struggling. They don't know what to do. Just like, well, you don't have to file it. You just fill out the form, Scott. Just go ahead, you know, get the 1040, fill out all the forms, the numbers, and then then we'll coerce you into using them on our state form. But you don't have to file it.
Well, who knows what nonsense? They'll do with that? I don't trust them. If I did hand them a form with stuff on it, I don't trust their disposition of it. Who knows who they're going to give that to?
Well, when we give them a form with your quote signature on it or something similar to it, we've got some tricks up our sleeves, which we won't say right now. So all is not lost by any means. The thing is, these guys in Rappert's case and your case both, they're getting backed into a corner, and they don't want to go there. Because the whole thing is just like what the executive orders that Trump did. The definition of alien gets down to a citizen of the United States or somebody owing allegiance to the United States. It takes away all of this Muslim religion because it's a term. Refugee is also defined. They do not want to go there because this would blow the lid off of this citizen of the United States. Even Sessions won't use the term, and none of the other people. Nobody wants to use the term definition of alien, yet when they get to sanctuary cities, the term sanctuary city is not defined. Wait a minute here. Alien is. Refugee is. Why don't we use it? Because our republic has been overthrown because we, the people, have sold our birthright, and we keep selling it over and over. We can't sell it at a one-time issue. That's why all of the bank accounts, you get a loan, it's an implied in law contract. Next thing they do, the bank takes your signature with their credit and sells it to another bank to turn it into money. And then you're paying the mortgage to somebody else. You say, wonder what happened there. Same thing with credit cards. That's why they love your implied in law contracts, because they're making credit, and then they get around and they sell it off and they turn it into money on what you're doing, on your commerce. A little of a scam, actually. So anyway, we've got some actions we're going to be doing next week in your case. But where's the people that sign up? They don't want to sign up. It's just like when in Thornton's case. Why didn't all of a sudden Wagner take away true and correct under the penalties of perjury? Because these guys don't want to be held accountable. It's all a big bluff. It's who's going to blink first, and they try to make it so that it looks like something's real and true and all this, but it's not. Why didn't the judge sign an order in your case? Why hasn't he? How come the state of Idaho didn't give you the numbers and put their name on it?
Well, we're playing chicken, aren't we?
We're playing chicken. That's right. We just huff and puff. And like I say, John Thornton called her bluff three times. They didn't do anything. They couldn't. He wouldn't bend. And this is the game that this is. It's itself. It's a heck of a thing to say. It's a game, but it's a serious game. So, anyways, well, that's pretty much it. Thanks for calling in, Scott.
Okay. See you later.
Yep. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and things to dealing with anything, terms. We do not understand the terms. They are not disclosed on the record. Objection, foundation. You have taken a word and give it an exclusively new meaning, as ridiculous as dog means cat. Individuals, taxpayer. What the hell is a taxpayer? They use it all the time. The term taxpayer means, taxpayers in quotes, so any person. Okay, well, let's say the individual. Well, that goes to 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2, which goes to citizen of the United States or alien. Then we go to who is a citizen of the United States. And what is a citizen of the United States? Subject 2. So what is subject 2? 14th Amendment, subject 2. What is subject 2? Means, liable, subordinate, subservient, inferior, obedient to, governed or affected by, provided that, provided answerable. Subject to usually indicates a condition which one party's duty of performance and not a promise by the other. Thank you. Then it says any person subject to any internal revenue tax. Okay, there's five subtitles of tax. And these people don't even know what subtitle they're on. You won't find that in these trials. Why? Because we don't know. Withholding agent is a killer. Who acts? Who's going to act as a withholding agent? Required to deduct any tax. Who is it? Because I got to be one of three damn things. I got to be a non-resident alien, a foreign corporation, or a foreign organization. These are killer things. All state will have to, they will never define withholding agent. Never. They all have to be tied into taxable income, gross income, and adjusted gross income. They all have to be there. They all are tied into taxable year. Some of them will say tax year, but you look, and pretty soon it's taxable year. They all have to, because they're all piggybacked on the feds. It's totally unconstitutional, totally illegal. They have no statutory authority on their own to do a state income tax, individual income tax, because you got to be a citizen of the United States. What happened to the citizens of the several states before the 14th Amendment? What the hell happened? Did they bury him? No, it's still there. We just don't know because they don't tell us. It's all about terms. It's all about means. It's all about your status. Who are you? Who do you want to be? Because if you're a citizen of the United States, it says you're totally under the plenary power of Congress. Absolute power, no right to own property, no right to any constitutional anything. I'm going to finish up the show here with a book that I bought. It's about Islam. And let's see what page is this, 624 here. So I want to go up to the name of this thing. It's called The Reliance of the Traveler. And it's about this is the manual on the Islamic sacred law. Yay! How about having this is the real stuff. This is where they put it all together since the 14th century. I was looking at several different places, and Osama bin Laden, he was used in this. It's pretty good stuff. You know, nothing's changed. These guys, we just don't know what they're doing. Let's see what they say they're doing. Jihad means war against non-Muslims. Derived from the word M-U-J-A-H-A-D-A, M-U-J-A-H-A-D-A, signifying warfare to establish the religion. Sounds like a great thing. Below that, slay them wherever you find them. Quran 4:84. I have been commanded to fight people until they testify that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Perform the prayer and pay Z-A-K-A-T, Zakat or Zakat. If they say it, they have saved their blood and possessions from me, except for the rights of Islam over them. And their final reckoning is with Allah. This is on page 599 of this book. The obligatory character of jihad. This is on page 600. The first is when they are in their own countries, in which jihad, they tell where to get it, is a communal obligation. And this is what own author, with what our author is speaking of when he says jihad is a communal obligation, means upon the Muslims each year. The second is when non-Muslims evade a Muslim country or near to one, in which case jihad is personally obligatory upon the inhabitants of that country, who must repel non-Muslims with whatever they can. Next page. Jihad is also personally obligatory for everyone. Perform it, male or female, old or young, when the enemy has surrounded the Muslims. Yada, yada, yada. Obliged to fight a jihad. Those who upon to perform jihad when it is a command obligatory are every able-bodied man has reached puberty. Really. The objectives. The caliph, or caliph, I guess it's pronounced C-A-L-I-P-H-F, caliph, makes war against Jews, Christians, and I don't know what a Z-O-R-A-A-S-T-R-I-A-N-S are. I don't know what that is. Fight those who do not believe in Allah and the last day, and who forbid not what Allah and His messenger have forbidden, who do not practice the religion of truth, really, being of those who have given the book until they pay the poll tax out of hand and are humbled. The coming of Jesus does not entail a separate divinely revealed law, for he will rule by the law of Muhammad. Did you know that? Jesus is coming, he's going to be a Muslim. As for the prophet saying, Allah bless him and give him peace. I am the last and there is no prophet after me. This does not contradict the final coming of Jesus, upon whom be peace, since he will not rule according to the evangel, but as a follower of our prophet. Allah bless him and give him peace. Did you know that? Wow. This is what these Muslims, this is their information. It's, you can word search it and stuff. The rules of warfare and all this other nonsense that they have in here. It's just unbelievable. They're telling us what they're doing. They're telling here that they can lie without recourse for any reason to move Islam forward. Of course, Jews have a thing like this too. The Ashkenazis, the Khazar Jews. Sephardic Jews, I don't know about them. Supposedly the real ones, which are over in Israel. This is their stuff. And I got this from several places, and they said nothing's changed since the 14th century. Isn't that amazing? Jesus is going to be a Muslim. Did you know that? People don't even understand that Allah and God are not the same thing. What do you suppose that is? You see, you can't separate Jesus, as in the Bible, from the Creator. Over here, Jesus has nothing to do with the evangelical side. He is going to be a Muslim under Allah and Muhammad. Really? Isn't that just special? You think we got a problem here? Anyway, this book is called The Reliance, R-E-L-I-A-N-C-E, Reliance of the Traveler. And I'm going to be making certain excerpts out of this available to show what's going on. Based on their stuff. See, I like Confessions of the... This is Satan's book. And if people can't understand it, I don't know what to say. The Democratic Party is Satan's party. And a lot of the Republican Party is in that thing. But Democratic Party is totally committed to Satan. They vote in line. They love the pedophiles. Old Wiener up there, I can't think of his first name. He finally got convicted. He's going to spend a couple of years in for sexting to a 14-year-old girl. Can't make this stuff up. If you and I had done some of the stuff he'd done, we'd be in pokey big time. Well, the other thing I want to mention here again, and it's still, they went into the Fourth Circuit. They've done their oral arguments. And this is on the executive order of Trump to keep these illegal aliens, these terrorists out of our country. And I just saw they posted a thing. They said, well, let's see here. The effective date of the executive order was March 16th, so he's got, I think, something like March 6th or 16th, so 90 days. So we're into April and May. Well, it's not even going to get ruled on, and the other side has come out and said, well, you know, the effective date, so technically the effective date is going to be over before it gets to the Supreme Court. But he can always reissue another one and do it over, but... there is a whole list of congressmen, senators, and representatives that came out against Trump. We don't need walls. We don't need this. These terrorists. These people that have no connection to this country have no rights. But not according to all these people that are idiots that are inviting in the enemy that wants to overthrow our republic. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Mexico won't let, they have a wall, and yet they're bitching about our wall. What standing does the country of Mexico have to do with a wall in our country? why are our senators and representatives, so many of them, they're Democrats, against having Muslims vetted so that they don't come in here to blow up people? Dianne Feinstein. See, there's no congressman, no ones that put their name in support of Trump. Why is that? Are they cowards? Why? So we got Republican McCain and what's that other idiot out of South or North Carolina? Oh, I can't think of his name right now. These guys are totally out there, and that idiot out there is another senator out of Maine. Totally, you just can't make this stuff up. There's no logic. There's no law. But we got Dianne Feinstein. We got Patrick Leahy. We got, let's see here, the senator out of Rhode Island, White House. We got out of Minnesota, Chloe Buckner. It looks like an Al Franken. Two senators out of Minnesota. Way! There we go there. Blumenthal out of Connecticut. Hirano out of Hawaii. Baldwin out of Wisconsin. Bennett out of Colorado. Booker out of New Jersey. Why are all of these senators so in favor of having a whole bunch of Muslims over here that want to blow us up? Brown out of Ohio. God, there's Carpenter out of Delaware. Duckworth out of Illinois. Then we got Pelosi. And oh, God, there's just all kinds of them here. It's unbelievable. There's 100 and some of them or something, I think. That's a hell of a chunk of people out of our Congress that want to have unvetted people that have no constitutional rights, even in our damn country. And supposedly they have constitutional rights. Really. It's so preposterous. I don't know what to say to this stuff anymore. I just don't. I mean, it's just, I don't know. One of the things that we're looking at here, going to try out Westlaw. I have to renew our contract. And if you don't have Westlaw or Lexis, Westlaw is better than Lexis. I've looked at both of them. Westlaw has more. And there's a bigger outfit, too. They're tied into Reuters and Thompson. And oh, they're tied into all the good lawyer firms, the big boys out there. But that's fine. We'll use their stuff. Is to look at the banking plan. I want to look at the, I used to have a book. I got a banking book in 1978 or 5 or something like that. And that's where I found out how they got our cars away from us. Under the UCC in about a page. Half a page, actually. And now I know how they do it because we sign it away when we go in and buy a brand new car. We give it away before we even leave the damn, before we drive it off, before we get the keys. You just can't make this stuff up. We give away all right, title, and interest. And I've done it more than once because I never read any of that stuff. I read stuff now. Of course, I'm driving used cars and I got no business. I'm as poor as the church's mouth. But so what? But we're going to get a trial run at the International Banking and Bank Laws and Anderson's UCC Annotated, which is the godfather of the UCC. So we're going to see if it's going to be worth the extra money because of the Westlaw. And that's why I have a donation of $250 postal money order if you're working to get access to the stuff on my homepage that I'm going to be getting up. I got a $27,000 bill to pay to a guy that loaned me the money to keep my house from foreclosure. And I was hoping to have this federal court of claims and these Minnesota and this Idaho thing resolved, but that's turned into more of a, as we fleshed them out, we're going where no man has gone before, kind of like Star Trek, I guess. But I want to make this available to people. And in the IRS list, I try to answer all questions. I want to help people if they want to get a group started or they need cases looked up, I will get a hold of me and I'll try to send them to you out of Westlaw. So if you've got stuff, if you're working on stuff, so as I can spread my time around, I will. Because we need people to get in this battle. But I will not help anybody that does not have your status right. If you do not know who you are, you're done. got to step out of Babylon. And I can prove it all, backed it up. But like I say, I'm going to be putting in the 1938 congressional record stuff that I got out of 1887 that says a citizen of the United States is to remain dormant, based on Cruikshank case and others, holdings of the Supreme Court. So why do we have all of this damn citizen of the United States nonsense? Nobody knows what it is, and I have never, I don't think I've found one person that is actually, when I ask them, without leading and setting it up, are you a citizen of the United States? Absolutely. What is it? Nobody knows what it is. Back in a minute.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Mayor Barrett in North Carolina, you got a question or comment before we close?
Oh, just a little comment. I'm glad you like that section 9/11.
Yeah, I appreciate that. See, I get stuff from different places because I don't know everything, and basically a lot of the stuff that I've researched out, I forgot I even got it because you get to cover so many balls in the air. That's what I'm wanting to do, is to consolidate this stuff and then make it available for other people, and then try to give some explanation and then put the documents with to prove it.
Yeah. One of the things that I've been doing probably about the last 2 years now is everything I sign, I put the square brackets around my signature.
You can do that. I've never tried that one, but I tell you one that I have tried, UCC 1-207, which is 1-308 now. They will not take driver's licenses. They'll kick them back in a heartbeat. And but one of the other things that I've done, I just put all caps, R-A-L-P-H, space K, no period, space W-I-N-T-E-R-R-O-W, all caps, because that's the other, that's my fictional side, but you're not going to win with it. But it's not my signature, so I can put it on there, and they can't do anything about it.
Right. Well, same with the square bracket. That's, that, on any legal form, that's information to be omitted, so it's not there.
Yeah, I don't know if they would kick that back or not. Like I say, the state of Alaska's really gotten testy, but I really pushed them on the driver's license. I did it in front of the gal. I crossed it out, and I told her. I said, I'm going to put on citizen of Alaska. She never blinked. Never blinked an eye.
Yeah, because, I still need to correct my voter registration.
I have a copy of it. But see, I get around and modify the forms. I can do that. And I got somebody that has a form because the federal use a special form that's only for Windows, and it bars Acrobat users from modifying federal forms. But I got somebody that's got the software, so we still got a way to do it.
Okay, because we just downloaded the voter registration form from North Carolina. I still got to get into it, modify it.
Do you have Acrobat DC or something?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well then you can, if you go up there and you put it up at the top, and I forget what the top one is, but if you click up there, then it makes it so almost all these you can change the terms around it. It's just like a Word document.
Uh huh.
And I take out citizen, I take out resident, put in domicile, and make all sorts of little modifications to their form. Because their forms, all these forms, is a new modern way of the Star Chamber Court. One, to get you to incriminate yourself, to get it under the penalties of perjury. And then the third trilemma, the third part is, well, if you don't do it, I'm going to take your property, I'm going to sanction you, I'm going to do it. They need our signature. That's what
right.
They're at.
And also, have you read that Presidential Executive Order 13132 from Bill Clinton?
I don't know that by number. You're going to have to tell me. I don't know by number.
Okay, it's called federalism.
I've seen something on that, yes.
Yeah,
now, first
article,
of all, let me...
Article two,
go ahead.
It gives the people of the states the right to... define their own legal and political character.
Well, you have to send it to me. Got my email address?
That.
Yeah, put IRS in the subject matter so I can find it and send it to me. The thing we have to understand is executive orders is the same thing as the agencies, because you see, a federal agency means the President of the United States. That's a 1935 statute.
Right.
How in the hell did the President of the United States get to be a federal agency? Because he does his stuff with executive orders. The agencies do it with regulations.
Right. Yeah.
And I've got to look up something, because the Congressional Review Act only gives them 6 months, and Trump has been using the Congressional Review Act. I got to read that, because it looks like the executive can, anytime he feels like it, go in and kill it. But I don't know that for a fact yet, because I've got to go read the Congressional Review Act. Because that's the game, is the agencies are given all three branches of government to put a proposed rule in, a final rule in, then they give 6 months to Congress to up or down it, and then it's in concrete. But Trump has been going in and using that to undo their stuff. So I got to go
right.
And see what
yeah,
he's
doing. Yeah, I've made my sheriff aware that any state or federal agency employee is required by law to have a green card and a signed authorization for that particular action in your state.
Well, send it to me so I can look at it.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
Okay, thanks. Well, I guess we're off the air, I think.
Go to appsapart.com now or call 6.
Okay, well, thanks for listening in. Watch out for the federales, and God willing, we will see you next Sunday.
Yeah.
can get two. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number two, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.